July 4, 1776. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such forms as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? Once you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Hello, and welcome to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. This week's report, there's nothing much to report. Independence Day is come and gone. Most of you know this as the 4th of July, where we celebrate barbecue and Bud Light and just have fun. Fireworks, you know, the old typical 4th of July celebration. Most of us don't consider what it really means, you know, the Independence Day, where we declared our independence from the king and that we were going to rule ourselves. We're not ruling ourselves. We're ruled by an oligarchy, if you will, that has this idea that the collective is worth more than the individual. And it is the collective good that we are all striving for, not the individual liberty, not individual rights. Even though the politicians tell us all the time it's about individual rights and protecting the Constitution and all that, most of us know that it's charade. Well, I've been struggling with this all week to figure out how to say these things to county council. And so I wrote down some things I'd like to share with you as if I'm up at the podium at county council. So indulge me for a few minutes and listen to what I'm saying, and please comment, opine, whether you agree or disagree. let's have a conversation to see where we're at, how we can get back our freedom, and what's important to you. As many of you are aware, I have been at this podium dozens, perhaps even hundreds of times over the last dozen years. Mr. Tucker, you know. Mr. Jones, you know. You've been there the whole time. You have both seen me, have heard me, and even moved at one point to limit my voice by passing what many now refer to as the Jeffy Rule. What is the Jeffy Rule? Well, the Jeffy Rule is in fact the time limits on both public comment as well as the time limit during a public hearing. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I am the reason the people's voice was and continues to be limited in Kershaw County Council. Why, you might ask, why silence the people? I can think of several reasons. Time is one. You see, time is valuable, right? I mean, really, who wants to sit around all evening listening to people explain their opinion and voice their concerns about whatever issue that is before council at any given time, when you have already decided the outcome and will not change your mind? I can think of another reason to limit the time that people can voice their concerns. You see, it takes time to develop and present a clear step-by-step reasoning, to expand an argument for the position, and express an opinion for or against the issue in question. By limiting the amount of time to present an argument, it makes the argument trivial, so it can be buried, it can be silenced, and then forgotten. This is censorship. For whatever reason one might use to justify a time limit on the voice of the people addressing the government, it is a form of censorship. There is no debate on issues save the tacit back and forth between council members during a short discussion period before a vote. That's it. There is no real debate. The public can, for 5 minutes in public comment and 10 minutes in a public hearing, ask questions on the topic at hand, but council does not respond. Council does not answer questions in public form. Council, in fact, has a written rule against this sort of interaction in their rules for public comment. Quote, this is not a time for debate with or questions and answers with counsel. And, quote, in short, public comment is time for counsel to listen, all caps, to public comment, not to comment, all caps again, on public comment. There is no debate. Any debate is relegated to a phone call or personal interaction with a council member. If even that, there is no debate. This is how it really works. The people elect someone to represent a majority of them, and from that point on, they're left out of the picture. That's how it works in reality. The people have little to no voice. We, the people, have been gagged, and those who rule us are not even held to account. Those who rule over us do not have to defend their decisions. In fact, they do not want to defend their positions. That's why they invoke the Jeffy Rule. Most people do not know their voices are indeed limited. How can that be, you might ask? The reason is simple. You see, most people censor themselves. Most people never, ever step up and tell their truths. They are afraid to rock the boat, so they just remain silent and go along. Evidence of this can be found by looking at the last 3 years and the deafening silence of the people against lockdowns, masks, social distancing, and experimental injections mandated by authorities who cannot be questioned. government at every level, from D.C. all the way down to your local government, has silenced debate, gagged the voice of the people, and destroyed individual rights every step along the way. Once upon a time, rule without representation caused the people to rise up and overthrow a tyrant. These brave souls sought to abolish that which silenced dissent and crushed free speech. I submit to you that we are faced with the same breed of tyrants today. We, the people, have allowed this government to take our voices out of the conversation, out of the debate, leaving only the illusion of self-rule. The voice of the people is limited to one-way conversations at the local level, even less at the state level, and completely eliminated conversation at the federal level, while at the same time politicians claim to be doing the work of, by, and for the people who are censored and gagged. Government at every level claims a majority of support while ignoring any and all who contradict their dogmas, while excluding themselves from any open questioning in the land of the free. This, ladies and gentlemen, is how freedom dies. Freedom dies when speech is limited and debate stifled. Freedom dies without debate. We hear politicians claim to be open and transparent all the time, but those are idle words with no actions. I hereby challenge Kershaw County to take concrete action to encourage debate. Self-government requires vigorous, free, and open debate. If an idea is sound, it would welcome all challenges to it. Those who will not debate their positions are admitting they cannot defend them. Debate is much like fire is used to strengthen steel. Through repeated heating, steel is tempered. The same is true with ideas and opinions, that through vigorous debate, the idea is tested to see if it is strong enough to survive repeated challenges. It is through this debate that the bad is consumed, the good rises from the fire, tested, tempered, and ready to be challenged. I challenge this council to implement real, open, and transparent government by passing new rules and new procedures to encourage debate, by subjecting council to questions and answers in open public forums on a regular basis. Ladies and gentlemen, our government has trampled on us for far too long. We have begged them for years for redress, but to no avail. We are now taxed, regulated, feed, and fined to the point little can be saved from our dwindling paychecks. We are told these things are for the greater good, but with each claim, the people get poorer and poorer. This is what we are told is for the greater good. This nation was founded on the principles of individual God-given rights, and that governments are formed by men to secure these rights, not to rule and regulate the people for the greater good of the collective. We, the people of these United States, have given away the freedom of old for the promises of security and prosperity, only to lose those freedoms once sacrificed with thousands of lives to achieve. I urge my fellow Americans to rise to the occasion. Rise up and speak truth to power. There is a war against our freedom. There is a war against our families. There is a war for our children. The time for silence has long since passed. The enemies of freedom are inside the castle. Americans who love and cherish freedom and who are willing to pledge their lives, their liberty, and their sacred honor to protect and defend freedom for our posterity must rise up and be counted, if freedom is to survive for another generation. My message to those who remain silent is this. May the chains of your enslavement rest lightly upon you, and may God Almighty Himself forget that you were once my countrymen. Freedom dies, not with applause, but with the whimpers of the fearfully silent. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Kershaw County Liberty Report for the week of the 4th of July. Till next time, Jeff Maddox. Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?